Hi, this is Trish McGregor with your April Star Power Forecast. Thank you for joining me. Okay, the dates for April. First of all, we have a Mercury retrograde. It starts April 1st in Aries at 6:14 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:14 p.m. Pacific Time. And it ends April 25th at 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:54 a.m. Pacific. Okay, the other dates to look at. On the 6th, Venus in Aries sextiles Pluto in Aquarius. On the 8th, there's a solar eclipse in Aries. It starts at 2:21 p.m. Eastern Time. On the 11th, there's a conjunction between Sun and Mercury in Aries. On the 19th, there's a conjunction between Mercury and Venus in Aries. On the 23rd, the full moon in Scorpio, Pluto in Aquarius is square to it. That starts at 7:49 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on April 25th, Mercury retrograde ends, so it's time to go celebrate. For the Mercury retro, the usual guidelines apply. Follow the rule of the three R's. Revise, reconsider, review. For me, this also includes rewrites. And do not sign a contract, submit anything new. Take a trip, unless you don't mind being surprised and changing your itinerary. And don't move under a Mercury retrograde. Okay, let's see how this affects the various signs. Here's an addendum. I'm recording this from the Dominican Republic, and I'm sitting outside on the porch of our little bungalow. So if you hear bird sounds and music and voices in the background, that's why. Aries, it's your month for adjustments. First, that Mercury retro on your sign from April 1st to the 25th. It's in your first house of self, so be vigilant about how and what you communicate. If someone pushes your buttons, just walk away. It won't be as satisfying as reacting, but ultimately, you'll be happier. On the 6th, Venus in your sign sextiles Pluto in Aquarius. This aspect connects houses 1 and 11. You may find yourself attracted to or involved with someone in your network of colleagues and friends. Or, one of these colleagues may prove helpful in helping you negotiate a difficult situation. Or, another possibility, a creative impetus comes out of this aspect. The solar eclipse in your sign on April 8th at 19 degrees Aries should be quite positive for you. Solar eclipses usher in new opportunities, and thanks to a conjunction with the North Node, this one should be quite positive. These new opportunities will enhance your personal life in some way, open new doors, bring in new people. You may want to prepare for this one by setting your intentions before the eclipse comes around. Visualize what you want. Feel it happening. The 11th brings the Sun-Mercury conjunction in Aries, an ideal day for fun. Get out and do something you enjoy. Hit the beach with your dog, your best friend, your kids, your partner. Go shopping. Work on your creative endeavors. Whatever you enjoy, indulge yourself. The conjunction on the 19th between Mercury and Venus in your sign suggests you and a partner or sister or female friend may be communicating quite a bit today. It could also indicate a deep talk with your creative muse, and then you dive into a creative endeavor. The full moon at 4 Scorpio on the 23rd falls in your 8th house, and Pluto in Aquarius in your 11th house is square. Full moons bring completion and news. With this one, the news may concern a glitch in your network or brand that needs to be corrected, or some issue with a mortgage, insurance, or credit card that needs your attention. Then we get to the 25th, and Mercury finally turns direct at 8:54 a.m. Eastern Time and 5:54 a.m. Pacific. Go celebrate. Taurus. So on April 1st, Mercury turns retro in your 12th house, and doesn't turn direct again until the 25th. There's something uncomfortable about a retrograde in this house, which rules the personal unconscious and everything that happens behind the scenes. You may have to take a deeper look at unresolved issues in your life, and that could be disturbing. On the 6th, Venus in Aries is sextiled by Pluto in Aquarius. This aspect connects your 12th and 10th houses. It looks as if a woman is helpful professionally or also possible, that your creative muse steps in and wins the day. Anytime Pluto is involved in a positive aspect like this, it's beneficial to you. On the 8th, the solar eclipse in the Aries occurs near 12th house. The North Node is closely conjunct, so this is a positive eclipse for you. New opportunities surface to work behind the scenes in some capacity. Producer, ghostwriter, advisor, coach, or if you've been searching for a therapist, you find the right person. The 11th features a Sun-Mercury conjunction in Aries, your 12th house again. It should be a fun day, so get out and enjoy yourself. Hang with positive, upbeat people. Do something you've always wanted to do, but have delayed for some reason. On the 19th, the Mercury-Venus conjunction in Aries also occurs in your 12th house. You may be spending time today with your muse, creating something that delights you. A woman is helpful, friend, lover, sister, or colleague. With the full moon at 4 degrees Scorpio on the 23rd, your partnerships are highlighted. Pluto is in Aquarius' square this moon, so it looks as if a glitch in your professional life irritates a personal or professional partner. The glitch could be anything. A business partner may not be on board with your expectations and goals. A personal partner may object to the time you spend working. With Mercury retro, communication is easily misconstrued. Then on the 25th, Mercury turns direct and your life starts straightening out again. Always celebrate a Mercury turning direct day. Okay, Gemini. Yes, Mercury rules your sign, so at times these retrogrades are definitely hit you harder. On the other hand, you probably know how to navigate them. So start navigating on April 1st when Mercury turns retro in Aries in your 11th house. Now you know the drill. Revise, review, reconsider. Don't start anything new. Don't make submissions. Don't sign contracts. Don't make travel plans. Don't have surgery. On the 6th, Venus in Aries is sextiled by Pluto in Aquarius in your 9th house. You may get help from a female friend, colleague, or mentor about expanding or changing your brand in some significant way so that it also appeals to people of other cultures and nationalities. The aspect from Pluto brings greater depth. The solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries on April 8th takes place in your 11th house. It should usher in new opportunities concerning your network or brand. You may expand your existing network in some way and may decide to charge for membership. Maybe you'll start a podcast. Whatever it is, it will involve communication. And remember, try not to start anything under this retro, so wait until after the 25th. The full moon at 4 degrees Scorpio on the 23rd occurs in your 6th house. You may be winding up a work project, and any news you hear could concern that. Pluto in Aquarius squares this full moon, so the news may not be what you want to hear. Or, because Gemini is an air sign like Aquarius, it's possible that Pluto trines your sun or some other Gemini planet in your birth chart. In that case, then you may be in for a real treat after the 25th. Mercury turns direct on April 25th, and honestly, the best thing to do is pick up where you left off on the 1st when Mercury turned retrograde. Cancer. This Mercury retro in Aries begins on April 1st and runs until the 25th. It occurs in your 10th house, your profession, career. Ouch. So this is the area where you should be vigilant. Communicate clearly, succinctly, and make sure you are understood. The sextile on the 6th is between Venus in Aries and Pluto in Aquarius. This aspect facilitates the exchange of energy between your 10th and 8th houses. Pluto is happy in the 8th and functions powerfully here. It looks as if a responsibility assigned by a female employer or client may bring in additional money. Thing is, with Mercury retro, it may be delayed or you could run into a glitch of some kind. The solar eclipse on the 8th and 19th Aries occurs in your career area, the 10th house. These eclipses usually usher in new opportunities according to house and sign. But thanks to the retro, new professional opportunities may not unfold until after the 25th. Or if they do surface, be cautious about which one you select and don't sign any contract until after Mercury turns direct on the 25th. The Sun-Mercury conjunction in Aries on the 11th indicates it's a good career day, but keep the retro in mind. Whether you're attending a conference or a smaller meeting, be sure to communicate concisely and clearly. You might even suggest drinks and dinner after work with some of your colleagues. Everyone will be in a mood for fun. The 19th features a Mercury-Venus conjunction in Aries. Under normal conditions, when Mercury is moving in direct motion, this would indicate a positive development career-wise. It may still indicate that, but you may not see the results until after the 25th. A female colleague or partner is helpful in some way, and so is your muse. The full moon at 4 degrees Scorpio on the 23rd occurs in your 5th house. You may be completing a creative endeavor, and the news you hear about it could delay your payment. Thanks to a square from Pluto, equally possible is that one of your kids comes to you with an issue that you may not know how to resolve or help, at least not immediately. Give it a couple of days until after Mercury turns direct on the 25th. Leo. Okay, Leo. Mercury retro in Aries and your 9th house begins on day 1 this month. I can hear it now, the shrieks, the groans, and with good reason. The 9th house governs the higher mind, higher education, your spirituality and worldview, the law, foreign countries, people, cultures, and foreign travel. Lofty stuff. Follow the 3 R's, review, revise, and reconsider. On the 6th, Venus in Aries is sextiled by Pluto in Aquarius. This aspect facilitates the exchange of energy between the 9th and 7th houses. Your muse is your partner today and has plenty to say about your worldview and spirituality, and you, in turn, run with the creative impetus. No telling what may develop from this, but it should be positive. The solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries on the 8th takes place in your 9th house. This is where the new opportunities should surface, and they range from a trip abroad, a grad school course, teaching or taking a workshop, or perhaps even a spiritual epiphany. However, keep in mind that Mercury is still retrograde, so the opportunity may be delayed. The conjunction of the Sun Mercury in Aries on the 11th should be fun. You're in the mood for an adventure, for a change of pace. So even though Mercury is retrograde, get out there and enjoy yourself. The 19th brings a conjunction between Mercury and Venus in Aries, so cozy up today with the one you love and do something you both enjoy. Try to ignore Mercury's antics. Converse as honestly and directly as possible. The full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd is squared by Pluto in Aquarius. This aspect connects your 4th and 7th houses, home, family, partnerships. If you're winding up a home improvement project or some other endeavor involving home and family, your personal partner may take exception to something you've changed. Or it's possible that your business partner may feel slighted that you're spending so much time with your family. Wait until Mercury turns direct on the 25th to resolve things. Virgo. Whenever Mercury, your ruler in Gemini's, turns retrograde as it does on April 1st, your life goes haywire for a while. With this retro in Aries, it goes haywire until the 25th. Just try to follow the rules of the 3 R's, revise, review, reconsider. This will help you navigate this period. The retro occurs in your 8th house, shared income. On the 6th, Venus in Aries sextiles Pluto in Aquarius in your 6th house. It looks as if a task or assignment you take on in your daily work life, which may be deeper and more complex than you anticipate, will have a nice payoff at the end, but you may not see the money until after Mercury turns direct on the 25th. The solar eclipse in Aries on the 8th should bring new income-producing opportunities or some new paranormal experiences, or both. With Mercury retrograde, though, the income-producing opportunities may not occur until after Mercury turns direct on the 25th. The psychic stuff, though, can happen at any time and may manifest itself as a hunch, an intuitive knowing, or certainty. The conjunction of the Sun and Mercury in Aries on the 11th may leave you feeling bewildered about a bill, credit card, insurance, mortgage. The Sun in Aries urges you to get out and enjoy yourself, but that Mercury retro may hold you back. In the end, follow your heart. The Venus-Mercury conjunction on the 19th brings an element of creative luck. A woman or romantic partner is helpful in some way. Then again, the Venus element here may be your creative muse whispering in your ear. The full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd occurs in your 3rd house, and Pluto in Aquarius is square to it. There's news about a sibling, neighbor, or communication project. The square, combined with the Mercury retro, could toss a glitch into your overall communication today. So be sure that you're concise and clear when you communicate. Mercury turns direct on the 25th. Celebrate. Now your life moves forward again, and there are no more Mercury retros until August 4th through the 28th. Libra. With the Mercury retrograde in April in Aries from April 1st to the 25th, your business and personal partnerships are the miscommunication focus for most of the month. Fun, huh? Just remember to follow the rule of the 3 R's, revise, review, and reconsider. You may want to add a couple more things to that list. Instead of reacting when your buttons are pushed, walk away and deal with it after Mercury turns direct. On the 6th, Venus in Aries is sextiled by Pluto in Aquarius in your 5th house. This aspect facilitates an exchange of energy between your partnership and creativity areas. A partner, business or personal, is helpful with a creative endeavor. Regardless of what the actual project is, you're pleased with the help. The solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries on the 8th should usher in new opportunities in the partnership area. Business or personal, the opportunity may not present itself until after Mercury has turned direct, or if it does show up, try not to commit to it until after Mercury is moving in direct motion. That means don't sign any contracts. The Sun-Mercury conjunction in Aries on the 11th may be the day when you and your partner decide to take off from work and enjoy each other's company. Just keep in mind that with Mercury retrograde, communication may be messed up, so strive to be forthright, clear, and honest. In fact, that's good advice for this entire retro. Then on the 19th, the Mercury-Venus conjunction in Aries may be a day when your head says one thing, your heart says another. This is a familiar dilemma for you, Libra. So which voice will you honor, head or heart? Thanks to Mercury's antics, you may feel the old unresolved issues are resurfacing. The full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd occurs in your 2nd house, income. Pluto in Aquarius in your 5th house squares it. Any square to an income area, to the income area, is irritating. It may be that a client or employer has issues with a creative endeavor for which you've been hired. It and the Mercury retrograde could delay your payment until the issue, whatever it is, gets resolved. Finally, on the 25th, Mercury turns direct. Now your life assumes a veneer of normalcy again, with a minimum of miscommunication mishaps. That's worth celebrating in some way, don't you think? Scorpio, how do you function during Mercury retrograde? Do you take control of things or let the winds of the retrograde toss you around? Take the first tact this time. The retrograde happens in your 6th house, health and work. From the April 1st to the 25th, be sure to follow the guideline of the 3 R's. Revise, review, and reconsider. And communicate as clearly and succinctly as possible. Sextile between Venus and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius on the 6th connects your 4th and 6th houses. This aspect facilitates your using Pluto's power and might in your daily work life. Women are helpful, colleagues, friends, perhaps a sister, and so is a romantic partner. With the solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries on the 8th, you can expect new opportunities to surface with your daily work. New job, new type of work, promotion, new responsibility, all are possible. But thanks to the retrograde, these opportunities may not show up until after the 25th. If they do, though, don't sign any contracts until after Mercury turns direct. The 11th and 19th feature two conjunctions involving that Mercury retrograde. On the 11th, it's conjunct the Sun in Aries. With the Sun involved, it's an invitation to get out, enjoy yourself, and show Mercury who's boss. Just be careful how you communicate. That's the main thing. On the 19th, Mercury's conjunction is with Big Venus. You and a female, colleague, friend, sister, or romantic partner may be chatting up a storm, or trying to. Stay away from hot-button issues. Also possible, a random conversation at work sparks a romantic interest, particularly if you're single and looking. The full moon at 4 degrees Scorpio on the 23rd is squared by Pluto in Aquarius. Full moons often bring news and completion, so if you're trying to finish up a personal project of some kind, you may run into an unexpected glitch. The news you hear may concern that, but don't spend much time fretting about it, Scorpio. In 2 days, Mercury turns direct. You'll be clear about things then. April 25th, Mercury turns direct, and your life gets back onto a more normal path. Sagittarius. Yes, it's that time of year again. Bummer time. Mercury retrograde in Aries from April 1st to the 25th is in your 5th house. It governs creativity, romance, kids, everything you do for fun and enjoyment. Follow the rules of the 3 R's, revise, review, and reconsider. One possibility here is that someone from the past, an old flame, resurfaces in your life. The sextile on the 6th is between Venus and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius, your 5th and 3rd houses. It looks as if this Pluto aspect is deepening your communication in some way, and in turn, this feeds your creativity. A woman, a romantic partner may prove helpful in the creative process, depending on what it is. The solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries on the 8th occurs in your 5th house. Since solar eclipses usher in new opportunities, get ready for new creative projects and endeavors, perhaps a new romance or even a new pet. If you and your partner are considering starting a family, then there may be a pregnancy. However, these things may not surface until after Mercury turns direct on the 25th. The 11th and 19th both feature conjunctions with retrograde Mercury. On the 11th, it occurs with the Sun in Aries, and that makes it an ideal day for fun. Whatever it is you enjoy, then treat yourself to it. An adventure? Go find or create one. A day at the beach with your family and the dog. The Aries Sun enhances and feeds your Sagittarian energy. The conjunction on the 19th is between Mercury and Venus. This one can indicate a romantic day, a creative day, or a day you just spend with your romantic partner. You may spend the day in meditation with your muse. However it unfolds, make the day count, Sag. The full moon at 4 degrees Scorpio on the 23rd occurs in your 12th house. Pluto in Aquarius squares it. If something you've been doing behind the scenes is coming to an end, the square in Mercury's retrograde may result in an impediment, a roadblock that you'll have to find your way past. Best to wait until after the 25th, when Mercury turns direct. And the 25th is a big day. Mercury turns direct, and yes, you're ready for your life to unfold without bumps and glitches. Capricorn. For you, Mercury's retrograde in Aries from April 1st to the 25th upsets your careful plans, goals, and strategies. It tosses uncertainty into the mix. So like the intrepid goat that represents your sign, you climb and climb and find your way around the obstacles. Follow the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. The sextile on the 6th is between Venus in Aries and Pluto in Aquarius, so it connects your 4th and 2nd houses. Looks as if income is coming your way that you may decide to use to spiff up your house or to use towards your family. Maybe the extra income will be used to further a dream for one of your kids. The solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries on the 8th should bring new opportunities into your home and family life. A new addition to the family is possible, so is a new home, or your present home selling for what you asked. You get the idea here. Thing is, with Mercury retrograde, these opportunities may not show up until after the 25th, when Mercury turns direct. If any of these things show up beforehand, just don't sign any contract until after the 25th. The conjunctions on the 11th and 19th both involve retrograde. On the 11th, it's the Sun and Mercury joining at the hip in Aries. In your 12th house, if you're in therapy, this may bring up old unresolved issues that you may be able to resolve now. If you work behind the scenes in some capacity, producer, ghostwriter, whatever it is, it's a fun day. The Sun in Aries is dancing, even if Mercury in retro isn't. The conjunction with Mercury on the 19th is Venus. It's a creative day for sure, but may also be a loving day with a partner or family member. Enjoy it. It's a privately shared memory. The full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd occurs in your 11th house, and Pluto in Aquarius in your 2nd squares it. If you're considering charging for membership in your network, wait until after Mercury turns direct to decide. Thanks to the square, the money angle won't work now. It may later, though, when the aspects are more favorable. If nothing else, wait until after the 25th. And on the 25th, Mercury turns direct. Now your life will resume a kind of normalcy. Aquarius. So this Mercury retro in Aries occurs in your 3rd house of, yes, you guessed it, communication. Big ouch. Your best course of action with this is to follow the rule of the 3 R's: revise, reconsider, review. Don't start anything new and don't sign any contracts. Communicate as clearly and concisely as you can. The retro ends on the 25th. On the 6th, there's a sextile between Venus in Aries and Pluto in Aquarius. Right now, with Pluto in your sign, your life and priorities are changing in deep but perhaps subtle ways. This sextile should deepen your communications. Venus indicates that a woman is helpful, friend, colleague, sister, or romantic interest. The solar eclipse in Aries on the 8th should usher in new communication opportunities. Or if you've been considering a move, this could be the day you find the right location. Don't make any moving plans, though, with this retrograde. Wait until after the 25th, but finding a location is half the journey. These opportunities may not surface until Mercury is moving direct, but be patient. On the 11th and 19th, there are two more conjunctions with Mercury retro to take into account. First, a Sun-Mercury conjunction on the 11th, which would actually be pretty good. Plan on enjoying yourself that day with positive, upbeat people. That's the easiest way to work with the retro, even if your plans change suddenly. The 19th features a Venus-Mercury conjunction. Be careful about your communication with women or loved ones. Stay away from hot-button issues so that no miscommunication ensues. This applies to written communications as well. The full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd occurs in your 10th house, profession, and career. Pluto in your sign squares it. You may be completing something professionally. There could be news about it that will delay the completion because your employer or client would like revisions. Just do what's needed, Aquarius. In two more days, Mercury will turn direct and things will straighten out. Finally, on the 25th, Mercury turns direct in Aries. It demands a celebration. Pisces, you may experience income snafus from April 1st to the 25th while Mercury is retrograde in Aries in the second house of income. The best way to deal with this is to keep an eye on your bank accounts, what you spend, how much you spend, where you spend it, deposits. Make sure your figures balance out with those in your account. On the 6th, the sextile between Venus and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius connects your 2nd and 12th houses. You get paid for something you're doing behind the scenes, a gig, a task, something assigned to you in your job. Whatever it is, you're paid well for it. And if there's a delay in that payment, well, don't make a fuss. Just hang in there until after Mercury turns direct on the 25th. The solar eclipse in Aries on the 8th should delight you. It ushers in new income opportunities, and they can come from virtually anywhere. Online, a colleague, a friend, a client, or employer. Whatever the source, the opportunities may not appear until after Mercury turns direct on the 25th. If they do appear, just don't sign a contract while Mercury is misbehaving. The 11th and 19th feature conjunctions with Mercury retrograde. On the 11th, it's the Sun-Mercury conjunction in Aries, which should actually be a pretty enjoyable day as long as you keep it low-key. Don't expect great things, just pleasant experiences. On the 19th, that sextile is between Mercury and Venus. This one could spell romance, creativity, hanging out with female friends, colleagues, sisters. Regardless of who it is you spend time with, be chill. The full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd occurs in your 9th house. Pluto in Aquarius, your 12th house, is square to it. Something you're involved in may be nearing completion, but the square messes things up. It may not impact your finances, but deal with it after Mercury turns direct in 2 days. Then there's the 25th, when Mercury finally starts behaving again. You can expect to return to normal life with a minimum of snafus.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.